You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Wednesday. Happy to be with you. Our old friend and good buddy Jeff Manasso joins us live from Fox News. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, Brian. Good to be with you.
All right. Tell me what's the latest with this Missouri governor. You know, between the governor of Missouri and you got this mayor down in Tennessee, it's almost like we're going to start handing out scarlet letters at any point.
It's political poison in both places. And as far as Governor Greitens in Missouri, his fate is really anyone's guess, but certainly his reputation's been tarnished. And now you've got a House committee that's launched a probe into the allegations that he's been charged with, felony invasion of privacy, indicted last week by St. Louis Circuit Attorney Democrat Kim Gardner, who's been a vocal opponent of his even prior to her taking on that job. And it's led for an interesting story. And you've got Democrats across the state saying he needs to be impeached. He needs to resign. You've got Republicans standing their ground saying, look, he deserves the benefit of the doubt, and we're going to investigate and leave no stone unturned. And we'll wait to see what happens. But certainly it's interesting time at the State House there in Missouri.
All right. So he is accused or charged with a woman he had an affair with, a St. Louis hairdresser, back in 2015. He took a photo of her that she didn't know about. Is that basic?
Allegedly took a photo of her half nude and allegedly threatened to release that photo if she disclosed their affair. This probe the investigation wasn't launched until he last month admitted to the affair. We've heard snippets of sound from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that they released. They obtained sound of a recording that this woman, this hairdresser, her husband took. She didn't know he was taking it. Basically, she was describing what happened. I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not going to tell you, what I feel about this sound. But if it certainly can be useful in terms of his opponents. It was pretty emotional sound, but she was also trying to talk to her husband about an affair in which she had. So you have to take that with a grain of salt as well. But look, you've got the Republicans, and specifically the governor, Brian, saying this is a bunch of hogwash. This is nothing but a political battle against me. This is politically motivated, and his attorney is going to file a motion to dismiss, calling the charge baseless and unfounded. But damage really is, how politics go. Damage is already done.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. This guy is he a former Navy SEAL?
He is. Yeah.
Yeah. And I know our governor here in Illinois had used him in some ads about how bad Illinois was and how things were going well in Missouri. Governor of Missouri.
He had the it factor.
I mean, beyond maybe the governor of Missouri.
He had the it factor. He had the looks, the family. He's got the credentials to back it up, being a patriotic member of our armed forces, and somebody who could have been pretty successful in politics. And not to say that he's not going to, but certainly this has tainted his career and his path forward.
All right, do we know how it initially got started? I mean, how did this investigation come to be?
I don't know. I mean, I can tell you that the circuit attorney out of St. Louis, Kim Gardner, who's a Democrat, launched her investigation into Governor Greitens after he came forward last month, mm-hmm. saying, admitting to this affair. But in terms of how this all surfaced, I don't know.
All right. His lawyer says in 40 years of public and private practice, I've never seen anything like this, according to his attorney. So I guess we'll see how it all ends. Thanks for the report.
Just look east towards D.C. and you'll see a lot of this stuff.
I know. It's weaponized, and that is for sure. Jeff Manasso, live from Fox News.